الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا خذوا حذركم فانفروا ثبات أو انفروا جميعا وإن منكم لمن ليبطئن فإن أصابتكم مصيبة قال قد أنعم الله علي إذ لم أكن معهم شهيدا ولئن أصابكم فضل من الله ليقولنك أن لم تكن بينكم وبينه مودة يا ليتني كنت معهم فأفوز فوزا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, from this ruku, over the next few pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about certain injunctions, certain rulings that are given to the Muslims that are related to the matter of jihad, etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Muslims saying that be careful, be wary of your enemy, prepare and be on guard against them. And when it comes to preparation, then prepare by increasing your numbers, the numbers of the Muslims, the numbers of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and prepare by increasing the number of your equipment as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us by saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, khudhu hidrakum, be cautious, be on guard, fanfiru thubatin aw infiru jami'a, and when the call is there for jihad, then you must mobilize, thubatin aw infiru jami'a, mobilize in small detachments, mobilize in small groups, or mobilize altogether, depending on what order is given to you by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or by the Khalifa in that time. وَإِنَّ مِنْكُمْ لَمَنْ لَيُبَطِّئَنْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about the case of the munafiqeen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that from among you people, you will see there's that person also who will tarry along, who will remain behind, who will linger behind. Be careful of that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the munafiqeen, people like Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul, etc. فَإِنْ أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةً. Supposedly in that ghazwa or in that jihad, some affliction has to come upon you, perhaps maybe for some reason, some divine reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't want you to win in that battle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't want you to win in that battle. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have made a lot of shuhada from amongst you. So if that has to happen, قَالَ قَدْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهِ. So supposedly many people's lives were taken and they became shuhada. Then munafiqeen, this is the way they speak. قَالَ قَدْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ إِذْ لَمْ أَكُمْ مَعْهُمْ شَهِيدًا. This munafiq who is present there, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me by not participating with these people, with the sahaba, because إِذْ لَمْ أَكُمْ مَعْهُمْ شَهِيدًا, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to save me and protect me, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept me behind and I wasn't present with him. وَلَئِنْ أَصَابَكُمْ فَضْلٌ. So he considers that as a ni'mah, as a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him, whereas it was to his loss, because had his life been taken then, he was a genuine mu'min, then it is only to his benefit. Although outwardly it looks like some musibat, like some affliction that has afflicted the Muslims, but in reality that musibat also turned out to be a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them, because they were shaheed after all. So this person lost out in that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِنْ أَصَابَكُمْ فَضْلٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. But supposedly some bounty has to afflict you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, you win over the enemy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the reward and the booty, etc., for participating there in that battle. Then this person makes it such as if there was no sort of affection or bond between you and him ever. In other words, he outwardly, these people showed that they were Muslims, but in reality they were not Muslims. He says, Ya laytani kuntu ma'ahum. How I wish I was with these people, fa'afuza fawzan azima, and then I would have also been successful and I would have also achieved all of what the Muslims achieved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, who are those people who really or truly should fight in the court, in the cause and in the path of Allah? فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those people should really fight in the path of Allah. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. Those who sold this worldly life for akhirat. In other words, they purchased the akhirah in exchange of this dunya. They were ready to give up their desires in this dunya and earn the akhirah. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقَتَلْ أَوْ يَغْلِبْ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever fights in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps he is killed, in other words there, he'll be a shaheed, أَوْ يَغْلِبْ, or he is the victor, he wins over the enemy, فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. In both cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for him, we will give him a tremendous reward. It's never to the loss of a mu'min. If he passes away, he's a shaheed in the battle. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.